This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of Afghans protested outside a bank in Kabul on Saturday. Others formed long lines at cash machines as a UN agency warned that a worsening drought could leave millions in need of humanitarian aid. At the Kabul airport, thousands are still gathering in hope of fleeing the country. The crowds continue even after a suicide attack on Thursday killed 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members, and amid warnings of more attacks. The massive U.S.-led airlift is winding down with a deadline of withdrawal coming up quickly on August 31st. The United States military struck back at the Islamic State in Afghanistan. It was acting on President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists in retaliation for the suicide bombing at Kabul Airport Thursday claimed by IS. A U.S. Central Command statement said a drone strike targeted an IS planner in the eastern province of Nangarhar. It said initial indications were that the target was killed. President Biden said Thursday he would strike back at the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliates, saying, "We will hunt you down and make you pay." Britain has ended evacuation flights from Kabul Airport and begun bringing UK troops home. Britain's Defense Ministry said the final flight for Afghan citizens had left Kabul. Further flights over the weekend will bring home British troops and diplomats and a few remaining civilians. A Royal Air Force plane carrying UK diplomatic staff and soldiers landed at an airbase northwest of London early Saturday. The returning troops were part of a contingent of 1,000 based in Kabul to help run the airlift. We're continuing this to follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.